I love to help families, to help businesses, to help individuals do big instead of simply dreaming big. I gotta tell you, the best thing is that I live and work at home with my wife and four children, and we have been able to thrive because of the financial principles that I'm gonna teach you here today. It is an honor to have a small input, but potentially incredible impact in your life. I have learned that money is not fun for most people because most people do not realize that you have to understand it. And if you are negative about money, you're never going to have a lot of it. Your financial plans are never going to succeed. And it does not matter if you make $20,000 per year or even $100,000. The principles are still the same. Do you have a budget? Have you ever tried budgeting? Has it ever worked for you? We're all shaking our heads. Do you know why a budget does not work? There are lots of reasons, but here's the big one. Not making it personal. With budgeting, I take this sheet of paper here and list my income at the top. And then I start listing down what I have. A car payment, a house payment. We have utilities, groceries, etc. Have you done that? That's what a budget is. But it's only 20% of what we call a financial plan. Just 20%. It is more than that. It is personal finances. And you have to make it personal. And if you do not make it personal, it's never going to work, right? So 20% is listing your income minus expenses on a page. And the other 80% is personal. It's habits, behaviors. It's changing you and your family. And if you do not change yourself, your finances are never going to change. I'm going to talk about these habits and behavior patterns that you must have. Some common sense values and principles that need to be in place. I promise I'm not going to say anything that goes over your head. And if anybody's ever speaking financial stuff to you and you do not understand, you're listening to the wrong person. It's personal. There's nothing that I'm going to say today that you've never heard. However, there's going to be a lot that I'm going to say today that you're probably not doing. After giving you the 7 keys to a financial plan that works, I am also going to give you a roadmap, since I do not have the time to talk about everything. We'll pass that out at the end that has 7 more things to walk through so you may achieve your dreams. Be aware though, I'm not here just to give you 7 keys to a financial plan that works. Nor am I here to fill this time with bad jokes and feel good stuff. I want your thinking. I want your mindset. I want your life transformed. Don't you? To no longer be satisfied with mediocrity. The killer of dreams. The first key to a financial plan that works is remove yourself from the situation. Picture in your head now, because this is what I do. If you come to me and said, David, here's my budget, here's my income, and here are my expenses.